Carolina Outdoor Show is brought to you by the Outdoor Guys from Jesse Brown's.
Well, good morning. Welcome to the Carolina Outdoors. Bill Bartee, how about that spring weather, at least momentarily?
I think every day but today.
That's right. Tomorrow's going to be warm again, not to worry. Confusion reigns in the weather department at WBT.
Man, up, down, all around. That's why we preach at Jesse Brown's, dressing in layers for whatever your outdoor pursuit may be.
Might rain, might not, might be hot, might be cold. We don't know what it's going to be, so just take two or three layers with you and stay happy.
That sounds like a plan for me. Three layers will take you all the way through the whole weekend, week, and then some. But I'll tell you what, Don, the weather has popped up different subject matters for us here on the Carolina Outdoors. Stuff like golf. We're going to talk a little bit about golf because as this springtime weather springs its head around us, it's time to get ready to go out there and hit that little white ball.
Absolutely. It's beautiful outside.
When it's nasty, we can watch it on television.
Funny how that works.
We can watch. That's the best napping stuff that there is there. Just watch
golf
a little
puts
golf.
Puts you to sleep.
Ooh, man. Huh. Golf is a good sleeping sport. So is the NFL. That one will put you to sleep as well.
Sometimes.
Welcome, everyone, to the Carolina Outdoors. He's Don Yeager. I'm Bill Bartee. We're the Outdoor Guy team here, and we come in to talk about the things to do in our Carolina Outdoors and beyond, some of which we're going to talk about today is not just golf. Don, we're going to talk a little bit about Melbourne, Australia, comes to the United States for a walkabout.
All right.
And it also
this
led
is a Down Under tour, the Down Under Thunder, the Clinton Anderson Thunder from Down Under, horse training.
No. None of the
going the wrong way, huh?
None of that.
Only Australian I know is Clinton Anderson.
You know Crocodile Dundee.
I never met him.
Oh, well, that you always can have that in your pocket.
Okay. Mate.
Maybe, just maybe, Paul Hogan. Nope, none of that. It's going to be Kay Ledson. She's from Melbourne, Australia. But she had a tragedy that happened in her life. It was her son who, fittingly enough, with these days being the Winter Olympics going on, was a snowboarder. And he had a horrific snowboarding accident. But it ended up helping inspire him and her, his mother, to do things that they never thought they would be able to do. He has since recovered, as well as a quadriplegic can do, and he is a what they call a walking quadriplegic, and she is a walking mom. She goes under the social media tag Warrior Mom, and she is started in California, has gone across Arizona, Texas, come through the deep south of Alabama, Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, and is now in Charlotte, the Charlotte area, on her way to a March 12th arrival in Washington, D.C. So we're going to invite Kay Ledson on with the Outdoor Guys to find out, hey, what the biggest challenges of this walk have been thus far. She's still got 500 miles to go, but also maybe we'll get a little bit of insight on her favorite state to walk in our United States. Boy, that'd be a neat way to see the country, wouldn't it? Not just from an airline, not just from a car window, but walking.
I vote for motorcycles.
There you go.
A whole lot easier.
Then we're going to also
talk. That's a long walk. She's walked from California?
California. She's now in Charlotte. Man, I would say she's got the end of it whipped because
We should do something easy like the Appalachian Trail.
Yeah, that's a good question. We should ask her that.
Really?
And why not take a bicycle? That would have been a good opportunity, too.
We also have these newfangled things called automobiles.
Yeah. Well, hey, I'm glad you brought up bicycle, Don, because have you noticed all these bicycles laying all over the streets of Charlotte?
Yes, I have.
Or sidewalks of Charlotte?
Clutter.
We're going to take the opportunity. We've got Jeff Viscount, who's going to join the Carolina Outdoor Guys later on in the program. Now, no, those aren't his bicycles. He is the creator, founder of Weekly Rides, which started out as a website that you could find, whether it be a group ride or maybe an individual route for you to do, things happening in the bicycle community. We're going to find out about these commuter bicycles. Charlotte has been, over encumbered with a bunch of different bicycles. That's not the right word. As as it transitions into the urban commuter who is trying to find their way to work, maybe using a bicycle.
I'm not sure everybody's happy about that.
Hey, maybe Jeff can give us insight. He knows about bicycles.
Okay.
So we have all of that under our belt, too. Don, speaking of spring cleaning, we're inviting everybody as they get ready for their spring season of fly fishing. If you have any fly reels that need a little bit of servicing, as in knots checked, your fly line cleaned up, and your reels lubed and cleaned and ready for the spring season of fly fishing, bring them over to Jesse Brown's. We are taking in those things to get them serviced. It may take a day, may take a two. It's $25 per reel. We'll make them clean and ready to catch fish. We'll also inspect them enough to tell you if you need a new fly line or not, but that ought to help as the March stocking season is about to begin on our delayed harvest streams.
So this is sort of a mud dauber removal service?
You know what? We talk about that with shotguns. You know how you...
That's right. Knock the mud daubers out of the barrel before you go shooting doves.
It can kind of be the same way with a fly reel that's sitting in the corner of your garage. You hadn't fished since October because that's the last time you were able to...
2001.
Yeah. So isn't that the truth, though? How does that happen?
Life happens, and there you go.
But fly line and it does not last forever.
Nope.
So
it's like tires. It can dry rot. It can wear out. It can be abused and have a flat.
So if you are in doubt and need a trusted advisor to counsel you through that box in the corner with fly reels, and that is our specialty as the fly reels, those spinning reels, not so much, but sneak on over to Jesse Brown's. We're located in the Sharon Corners Shopping Center here in the heart of the South Park Shopping District. Free elevator ride straight to the balcony, and we'll look after that fly reel, especially for you. Don, speaking of the weather and speaking of spring coming about, it has made a weird confluence of seasons at Jesse Brown's because we are saying goodbye to a bunch of fleece and cooler winter stuff as we say hello to shorts, sun protection, and sandals. Those have all arrived at Jesse Brown's, so the two sit side by side.
And not to mention the Columbia shirts that are really cool and comfortable and sun protection as well, and quite stylish.
Hey, fashion meets function.
Fashion forward, that's us.
Well,
whatever that means.
We talk about it oftentimes when you can have the best of both worlds and sun protection in the fabric technologies and fabric engineering, places like NC State and other universities like that are inventing, really, new fibers, new fabrics, and how to utilize them to perform to our needs.
Heck, and with all that, they're comfortable.
And that, too. In a word, comfortable. Anyway. Don, anything to report from the Carolina outdoors or beyond this
Absolutely.
Rain?
Absolutely. It's time to get fishing. Those fish are happy. Don't wait till March. Go now.
Tell us about that. With the water temperatures matching the air temperature, they're warming up, and that helps the insects?
Well, they're not matching, but they're certainly warming up with those rains that we had on those warmer days. Brought the water temperature up, got the insects busy, got the trout happy. I snuck up to the Mitchell River on a Wednesday last week. Was supposed to rain. It didn't. It drizzled a little in the morning, a little in the evening, and the fish were really happy in between, and we had the river to ourselves.
Any topwater activity when that's...
Just starting. Some blue-winged Ooh. Olives as well as caddises starting to hatch right now, so it is a good opportunity to fish some dries and droppers.
Don't you like that when those fish come up to the top and hit it?
Oh, yeah. Takes all the doubt out of it, doesn't it?
And
no
even if
more
you...
guessing. He just ate my fly. What shall I do?
Even if you don't land the fish, it gives you that visual stimulation of happiness that you saw
That's
him
exactly
at
right. I fooled him for a moment anyway.
Well, listen, whether you're waking up early listening to us on News 1110 99.3 WBT, or maybe you're joining us via the World Wide Web, you can listen to us at jessebrowns.com. Just click on podcast. We have all four segments broken down for your listening pleasure. Also, head over to our Facebook page, Jesse Brown's CLT, and you can listen to different postings that we have, including a whole bunch of other things that we have in our Jesse Brown's universe. We're the Outdoor Guys. He's Don Yeager. I'm Bill Bartee. We'll be back with more of the Carolina Outdoors.